We're up to Simon Reish Samach Bey. Zman Hamila Labari Ulachoila. Zman Mila for a healthy person, Lukhoila, Ula Adiroginus.
What page are we on?
Okay, we're on page 78. Okay, there are three pages here. We'll see how far we get. Page 78, 79, 80. Okay, let's start with this Simon. Zman Mila Biyam Ashmini Veloy Kodem Kimufurish Batar. The Zman Mila begins on the eighth day. There's no such thing as having an early bris Mila. The Mila must take place by day. There's no such thing as having a meal at night. It says on the eighth day there shall be, you shall circumcise. I would think, it says the word Bayoim Hashmini. I only know that it must take place by day when it's on the eighth day. What happens if it's a Mila Shaloi Bizman? The baby has jaundice. And you have to wait until the 9th, 10th, 11th day. So maybe then you can do the bris mila at night. Yochel ein li ela b'shnimul ches nimol b'lites b'liyud l'yiralf minayin. Tamiloymar uviyoyim. The vav uviyoyim is a ribuy to teach us that even if the meal is not taking place on the 8th day, the extra vav, we learn that it must be done only by day. Ayin sham. That is the Gemara Masech Yivamis. The nimol toich shmoina. What happens if a baby by mistake, they make a mistake in the calculation, or let's say someone who's not religious and the hospital, they do a bris mila and then they get older and they become the chayze b'shuva and they become religious and then they realize that they had a bris mila but it was not done on the eighth day. It was done in the hospital. In the hospital, they do, those who have circumcision, what they do in the hospital? Before the baby leaves, right? So that's what, the second day, first day, second day.
And they wait a few days.
They wait a few days, but it's not the eighth day. Okay? So the im cause of harash, the perigutes b'shabbos, b'shem harash, the ein tzarich lahatif mimenu dambris, you do not need, he paskins, you do not need to do anything else. It's it, it's done. It's done, it's, even though it was done shaloi b'zman. However, v'hagois maimini, perigut, mimilo, kosav, dichesh milu, belaila, it depends. If it was done before 8 days, by day, okay, you don't need to do anything anymore, but if it was done at night, then tsarich lahatif mimenu dambris v'layla af la'achar shmoina guria mitoch shmoina, and then doing it at night even after 8 days is worse than doing it mitoch shmona. That's a separate halacha, is even worse during before 8 days and by day. The zehu das rabbeinu harmos. That's very interesting, because if you go ask a person who's not religious and he comes in front of you and he says, I have a circumcision, it was done in the hospital when I was a baby, it was done before 8 days, do we really know when it was done? Was it done by day or done at night? Is there a way to know? There's no, I mean, I assume most procedures are done by day. Ru, you go basaroy, right? You go basaroy. Probably, but maybe haven't even, maybe they do it so early day, they do it 6 o'clock in the morning, what time the round starts? They can do these procedures even very early in the morning before.
You're going to wait till 5 o'clock, it's dark already. 5:30. It's possible a doctor came at 5:30.
And did it 5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the evening.
In the evening. Really? They do it so late? They do procedures so late in the afternoon? I don't think.
Well, it can be. Who knows?
It seems like, from when I've been there, the doctors are out.
The procedure is lined up.
So what's it? You go, but the procedures are done early in the day. You don't have procedures done past 3 o'clock, right? Right? It's not, you know, I don't know. Listen, I don't. What do I know?
Generally speaking.
But you go basaroyf. I would assume there is a principle. You go basaroyf, right? Basaroyf is probably, I would imagine, the statistics are in the hospitals here, 95% of the procedures are done when it's halachically day. So if a person would come to ask a shaila, do I need now hatofa star bris to feed the ramad? And there's no sheet, there's no chalitz. We want to go follow the shita that a shohu's choyze b'shuva has a bris mila, wants to go have a hatofa star bris. So the only reason why you will feed the ramad, you need a hatofa star bris, is because a chashash was done by laila. So you go basaroyv, and all procedures are done during the day. The zeru das ramad shukasav avar umol b'laila tzoch lachzo lahatit menu dam bris malu toiches. Let's say it was within 8 days, or let's say it was by yom, regardless before eight. Yotza, nothing more to do at kan l'shanim. V'sule the deos elu loy pligi af shel svi svarat fe gria toich ches. These opinions do not. So even though logically we would think, we would assume that if you do a bris mila before 8 days by day, shadai lo higia zmanoy lomol minim zmanoy limol. You would think, if you would not know the halacha and how to know the sources, that doing a bris milah before 8 days is worse than doing a bris milah after 8 days at night. Because before 8 days, the zman has not even arrived. So how could it be that if you do a bris milah before 8 days by day, you don't need to do a tofa stam bris? Yet, if you do a bris milah after 8 days at night, you do need to do a dam bris. L'chora, obviously, each one is not ideal, but after 8 days have begun, the zman already is here at night, so it's not done at night. No, the af al pikein, the alcohol ponim, it doesn't matter. Shavinhein, the Ramah holds, it does not make a difference. Indeed, Misvar, you may argue that they should be different, but the bottom line is they're not different. And in both scenarios, you do not, and therefore the only thing that counts is day, night. If it's done by day.
You're saying this was done in the hospital and...
Not, it does not be L'Shemitz. Mila. I don't think it has to be L'Shemitz. There's no kavan in Mila. It's just a Maisa Uman. It's surgical procedure. The surgical machine that have, of course, a hiddur to with kavana, make a bracha, v'chulu, but the main thing is that it's done. I can tell you one story.
There's no priya.
What?
There's no
priya.
Priya. No, by they don't do priya by the hospitals.
No, absolutely not. They put a cup over it and they tighten it and it makes it a cup of dough.
Okay, so you know, I don't know. That may change everything. I don't know the answer. We'll probably come along and see that later on in the halacha.
The yeshivas now, they require when you want to register.
That you are bris milah kahalacha. Okay, so but maybe we'll come across this a little bit. We'll come across this soon. I don't know. I don't know. We shall see.
They ask for it. A lot of yeshivas they ask for it.
When there's a question.
Miles gives certificates now.
Okay, let's go further. The Harash mechuluk in Agamara. Okay, the Rosh disagrees. Hey, let's go further. The Harash mechuluk in Agamara. V'zeu das Rabbeinu Abayisayisu b'sifrei Agadol Ayin Sham. Okay, I don't know what he means. Mechulik ma b'gemar. I'm not sure what he means by that. Mikol makayim, Rabbeinu haramal loisfiru lekein. Like we said before, the time onir the b'yoyim hu zman hamila l'chol la'olam l'chein af al pi shatina gze adayin b'sech shemayin. Mikol makayim havi mila mashenkein belaylo. He's bringing back what he just said before. He just coming back to the yisod that he said before is that it doesn't make a difference. The yoyim is the ikar. If the bris mila was done by yoyim, even if it was done within 8 days, that is sufficient, and the child does not need hatofa stam bris. Laila is not Zman Mila, regardless before or after, and then it will require Datofa Stambris. And so far, this is the Shita of the Ramah, which is based upon the Rishonim that he quoted before, that goes Maimini, and the Rosh. Okay, and the Rosh is not, the Shar of the Rosh, he says before, is Mechul Gemara, does not appear to be Pshat in the Gemara, and the Beis Yosef, again, he points out that these are, what he's saying, what the Ramah is extracting the Halachis from these Rishonim and the Beis Yosef. However, the Yesh Oisbeis Me'agadolim Shadocha Divrei Harbein Haramah V'gam Divrei Harash Mimenachshu Besechta Menachas The Ketzira So'imer Belayla. The sugya there comes from cutting them at night. V'nechleku Rabbi V'Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon Ibniksar Bayoyim Kosh. It says there in the Gemara that the Ketzira should be done at night. What happens if you do it by day? Kosher. V'Amar Hashem Rabbi Yochanan. The Rebbe Loz, the Rebbe Shimon, the Svirle Nixer Bayoim Possel, Svirle Krebi Akiva, the Melacha, you do it by day, it's possible. The Melacha Shev Shalat Soysa Me Erev Shabbos, Eina Doiche Shabbos, Uxvirle, the Svirus Oimer Doiche Shabbos, the Doiche Shabbos. Okay, these are the Suys of which I'm not familiar with the details. The Eid Silk Diet, the Nixer Bayoim, Kosher Lama Doiche Es HaShabbos. Why should it be Doiche Shabbos? Ayin Sham, I don't know the Gemara. So
Do it before
Yom Tov. So what's okay? The case where it's Chal on Shabbos, Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. So normally we would cut the Oimer at night, which is for the mitzvah. The problem here is it's Shabbos, so you can't cut on Shabbos. So why not cut it Erev Shabbos by day? So the answer must be, the reason why you can't cut it by day is because Yom is not, the Torah says night, not day. So the same way there, when the Torah says night, it means specifically night. And don't play around. Don't switch from day to night. Likewise, take the same logic and apply it to Bris Mila, B'mila, Nami, Is Salka, Daitach, Dinimal, B'Soch, Shmoina, Kosher. If you hold that it's Kosher, B'Dievin, within 8 days, Amai, Doich, Es, HaShabbos. Why is it Amai, Doich, HaShabbos? It should be doich.
Why not do it on Shabbos?
Elavadai. So why should Mila be doich Shabbos if you can do it before? Why should we do Michal Shabbos if we can do it the day before Shabbos? Elavadai. The b'toich ches love klumu. The fact that Mila is doich Shabbos indicates that before 8 days it's zero. If it's zero, meaning even if it's by day, you're going to need a tofas tambris. Lav klumu umizeh hekshay naami gam al harambam perg zayin litmidim shapasak dekzirus oimer doicha shabbos and doicha shabbos v'niksa b'yom kosher. But he also says the b'diavad is kosher b'yom. V'heim shnei afochim. Therefore, we have a contradiction. Lefi sugis hashas v'nemu dvarim ram b'zeh. There are many chidushim that have been written upon this. V'yesh etirzu the zerak the korbanos haklal hazeh. Don't compare the laws of korbanos, which refer to the oimer, to the case of mila. Mila has its set of rules. And Korbanos has its set of rules. Kamashikas of Utah Sham, Dumbi of Utahmet, Avu Mila Yachalios, Shalka for Pitch, Nimbo Sechas, even do Sechas, Kosher, Mikol Mokum, Doicha Shabbos. Omnam, Divra Rambam, Enam, Muturats Mezeh. Okay, you have to go to the Sugya state. There's still a contradiction to the Rambam. But the bottom line over here is we have over here, so far, he has presented two different opinions. The opinion of the Ramah, which comes from the Rosh, that have a Mila before 8 days is Kosher Bidiyevet at Kidekah. You don't need to do Hatofa Stam Bris, provided that it was done by day. Now he presents the Shita of the other Rishonim. He's not telling us who they are, and we disagree. If really Mila before 8 days is kosher b'di'eved, then there should not be a need to ever be Mechalel Shabbos for Bris Mila. You can do it before 8 days, on the day before Shabbos, on Friday. The fact that there is no such thing indicates that Mila before 8 days is zero zilch. And the Nafka Mina would then be that the Mila done before 8 days would require again Hatofas Dam Bris. And don't ask me any kasha from the case of the carbon oimer. You'll find the lumdis where there you'll see that it's not so. Ein achinami. The laws of the oimer are not equivalent to the laws of the bris milah, because the laws of the oimer fall in the category of korbanos, and korbanos have their own set of rules. Gimel. How does he pass? Gnar chashuchon the astaiti near bebar the rambam the harash dochu sugya zu mehalacha. They don't follow. They push this sugya from. They don't. This is not relevant to the psak halacha. The rak of Yochanan who the sfirul they came the ain halach kamosi lo pas like of Yochanan who were bez bivomis the almana min min arisin shenaf lo liyibim lefnei koyin gadol pligi yoshem of Yochanan rebelozo the chalamar sheichol liyabim doasi asev dochi lo isasev the chalamar kev on the efshe the chalitza lo idochi lo isasev shere koyin gadol marry an almana do we say vuhu isha biv sulecho yikach that's the lo isasev Almano grusha, almano grusha lo yikach. Does it over? Do we say the mitzvah of yibam overrides? So machlekes. There's a way out. The way out is chalitza. That's machlekes. The v'chad ba'kem diavshod lechalitza lo yidach lo yisasei. V'dasav the chalitza b'makom yibam lav klum it's nothing. Who v'chein hilchasak mivur b'ramah perikvav miyibam mishum the rava sfir lekein ayin sham. So in other words, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. He also wants to show from this Gemara of Sugim Sechta Yevamis that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So don't take anything Rabbi Yochanan says seriously with regard to Bris Mila either. V'hash tekal v'chem advarim. Dim chalitza she'atara nidna rishus lachlitz em kol zeh. Kevon di ikra ha-mitzvah hu ha-yibom. Doiche isu she'betora. Kal v'choymer when it comes to Ketzira b'yoyim. When it comes to the mitzvah of Ketzira b'yoyim. The Torah does not allow us to mila during these times, not to do ketzir by day, and not to do the mila before 8 days. The way we do it is on the way we're supposed to do it on Shabbos. The Neumar, Rabbi Yochanan, who the Sfirle Bivamis, Sham, the Eine Doiche, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not Doiche, Ulchain Dai Gambe Menachos Kain, Mash Enkel, if you mad the Kaimlon, the Ayibam Doiche, Osir, Kide Lassai Samitsa be Osir, Kide Lassai, Doiche Isir, Kide Lassai Mitsa be Hidur, Kol Shechain, Shadoiche Shabbos, Kide Lekayim, Kifia Mitzvah Hamur Betara. So, okay, we are going to the whole Sugi Gemara. Basically, it's a given that is that halacha l'maisa, we do the bris milah is going to be done on Shabbos. Ach, ma de yesh l'tzmoye de Yerushalmi de Shabbos, aminon de ein orla ella miyom hashmini v'ola. Okay, there it refers to, interesting, the Yerushalmi refers to Bris Mila with the word orla. Okay, the removal of the orla, ella miyom hashmini v'ola, umikoydim ze loy mikrei orla klal, umbutur l'sachosai b'shemen shel truma, avagav de oral oser b'truma, levad lel shmini, de havei ki yom shmini d'layla. Are you allowed to give an oral, a baby that has not yet had a bris milah, or that it's a kohen, is he allowed to derive benefit from truma? So the halacha is a person that's not a bris milah is not allowed to derive benefit from truma. So if we have oil of truma, are we allowed to smear it upon a baby who is less than 8 days old? So there the Gemara says a very powerful lamdus, is that a baby is not called an orel. You have this lamdus all over the place. It's not called an orel until the Zman Chiv arrives.
Right.
Before the Zman Chiv arrives, he's not called an orel. L'may nafkamina, an orel is not allowed to derive benefit from truma. The baby is not an orel. The baby is not an orel because until the Zman Chiv arrives,
that a baby wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't be allowed to derive benefit. He would be allowed to nurse from his mother, perhaps.
Why?
I know. Because he's deriving benefit from his mother ate truma, let's say.
His mother ate, but that's already...
Gemara would ask something like that.
What about the night of the bris milah? Are you allowed to smear the baby with oil? So what's the dilemma? Mitzad echad, he's now 8 days. He's 8 days. The zman milah has arrived. So therefore, he has not yet removed the foreskin. So the baby is called an orel. He's an orel he may not derive. Oh, but on the other hand, wait a minute, it's not my fault. It's only the night. It's not night, it's not yet the day. So it's too early for me to do the bris milah. So the Gemara says, no, we split hairs. Even though, technically speaking, you can't do the bris milah at night, the day has arrived. Being that the day has arrived, the child is called in halacha an orel. And the Nela, you're not allowed to, the baby may not derive benefit from truma. Levad lel shmin dehavik biyoyim kiyoyim shmini delayla. This is what the baby would say at his bris, the lumdus, right? The baby gets up on this eighth day to give a pilpul. How come the babies don't give a pilpul at the bris? You only see bar mitzvah boys. Bar mitzvah boys. That's what a chosin has in common with the...
one ceremony, what? We have a less speech. You want to give another one?
That's what a chosin and a baby have in common. They both don't give speeches. At the ceremony. At the ceremony. Very rarely, but very today. In this generation, the old days.
Why you guys too?
What?
You know, why you guys?
They do by the chosin tish.
By the chosin tish.
And the kala also some places. Okay, in a chanami. That's the proper thing to do, is to give a speech by the chosin tish. I once saw the chassan. There was a new rav. He came to America. I'll tell you where it is, right? Breuer. Remember Breuer from the Aguda?
Yeah,
the Aguda, Avenue L. So he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He retired. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. So
Breuer?
Rabbi Breuer. Yeah. Rabbi Moshe Tovielief. He took over. So before Rabbi Breuer, originally Rabbi Pinchas Breuer, Rabbi Izmi Zeichet Tzach Levracha. He was the founding rav. He was the rav. After he was nifted, they had Rabbi Breuer. So Rabbi Breuer comes from, I think, from Switzerland. So if I'm not mistaken, I was at the first wedding that he attended as in the capacity as the Mura de Astra of the Agudav Avenue L. I was the first wedding because it was someone that I knew who married off his daughter, and he invited me to the wedding, and he was there, and he told me that my brother, he's going to be at the wedding, he's going to get, I don't know, he got suba, whatever. And he feels like, you know, this is his balabas, and he wants to instant a new minhag. And the new minhag is he will speak during the Sa'uda. Not during the chuppah, during the Sa'uda like they do in England.
Right.
And they do that at town. They do this out of town. I went to a wedding, they do this out of very
short.
Here? Okay, by small weddings.
I came from
out of town. What? Okay, so, but this was like a yeshivish wedding, you know, a wild yeshivish wedding, 500 people, whatever, 100,000 people, whatever, fancy wedding. So they told him, it's not going to go. This is not England. It's not going to go here to give a speech during the Su'udah.
Yeah.
So he says, no, I'm going to try. So he tried. He never did it again. He never did it again.
I went to a wedding, Rabbi, also. The father of Chassid was from England, got up to speak.
Yes, I have.
People were
there.
Talking during his
didn't
speech.
Didn't go.
I was
and
there.
He lectured the people about the heritage.
Yeah, that'll go.
He gave a biography of his kid. He gave a biography of his kid.
Okay, it's not going to work. Okay, Mutu L'Secha B'Shemin Shal Chumav Gav L'Dar O'Lah Azav Shum L'Lag L'El Shmini V'Dah L'Kiyam Shmini V'Lay L'Enim Chus Zman Ayin Shab B'Gam B'Shas up to the middle of this paragraph. Oh, it's Dalit. The Gam B'Shas B'L'Shalon B'Yivamis Mashman T'L'Chad Yekain D'B'Ayishim There's a question in the Gemara. Katan Oral Ma'al L'Secha B'Shemin Shal Chum The Gemara is a question. Are you allowed to smear, to anoint a child less than 8 days old with oil of truma when the child is a kohen, of course. If the child is not a kohen, it goes without saying that you can't do this. The Gemara wants to suggest that yes, that it's osur. The child is in halacha called an orel, even though the zman of mila has not yet arrived. Omar Rava Vatizbira. Is this logical? He molo kol zohar. It says in the pasuk that you shall circumcise all of your males. V'hai lav bar muhulu. And this child is not yet at a time when he's roy. Only can be held accountable if he's fit for mila. It's too early. Ayin sham ha mefurish dekoydim ches. The Gemara concludes that's correct. Dekoydim ches loy mikri orel. Before 8 days, a child is not called an orel. V'ein shach v'mila klal. How does all apply over here to our dilemma? Our dilemma over here is that if you then were to do a bris milah on an infant before 8 days old, it cannot be considered having done anything, because you have to do a bris milah on a child that is called an orel to remove the orla. If he's not yet 8 days old, so he's not yet called an orel, and the bris milah that you have done, that you perform, is insignificant. Lamai nafkamina, later after 8 days, you should and will be required to do hatofas dam bris, l'shem bris milah. So therefore he's coming over here to challenge what we learned from the Rosh, we learned on the previous page, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, and who is the third opinion? The Rosh, the Beis Yosef, another opinion taught us, and the Ramah, there are more paskin that a bris milah that is done by day before the eighth day has arrived is a valid bris milah at kidei kach, to the point that you don't need to do a tof hastam bris. And he was mafalpel in this and different in yana, but here he's coming specifically to pose a question from the case of sicha, of smearing oil on a baby less than 8 days old, which is mutter, because he's not yet called an orel. If he's not an orel with regard to truma, he's not yet called an orel with regard to bris milah. The bris milah can have absolutely no significance, and therefore he should be required to have a tofas dam bris at a later point in time. So his answer is, don't compare apples and oranges. Don't compare the laws of truma to the laws of bris milah. They are completely distinct and have their own shulchan aruch. V'ulai sfile deraklin in truma amru kain. V'zer sh'amru lav bar muhule hu zel vadai kain hu t'lechatchila tziv sator lamul b'yom ches v'loi koidem. And that's what it says, is not bar muhulehu, because the Torah says to do it on the eighth day. So with regard to truma, then you can be megal. But now when it comes to bris milah. However, how does he pass the lacha l'mais? Miu l'dina hiskimu kol gdil ha'chrayinim de'ben nima l'toiches, be'nima b'layla, afilu b'lal shmini, eina mila v'tzach lachzo l'hatav menu dam bris, period. V'chein yesh l'horos ve'ein l'shanos, period. Okay, so therefore, after all this shakla v'taria, the Gantz alum, this back and forth, all the different opinions, the Ramah, the Beis Yosef, the Rosh, the Rambam, and the sugyas of we mentioned over here, comparing it to the Yerushalmi, very nice. It's a very, very nice pilpul. But the bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, the psak is, you have to still do hatofas dambris. So I'll tell you a little story. Yesterday, I went to my nephew's bar mitzvah, so he said a pshetel. So I wrote a pshetel. I'm trying to brag over here. And the pshetel, they gave me, they wanted, he finished Masechta Megillah. He's making a siman Masechta Megillah. And it's now 30 days before Purim. So they asked me if I could write something about Megillah and about a cotton, a sugi of a cotton. So I couldn't, I did Oitzah Chachma. The only thing I can come up with is a sugi of if a bar.
No,
that it's not ibuyah this year. It's not ibuyah. That would be a good topic. It's not ibuyah this year. So it wasn't relevant. So the topic was if a boy in Yerushalayim is a poor mishulash. If Yerushalayim, you lay the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar, correct? The 50th day of Adar, and let's say a boy is bar mitzvah on the 4th. What? What? No, not this year. Not this, right. You're right. Good point. All right, you're right. So you got me. I could have done the Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. All right, but this is what we did. The Adar Aleph, I did it by brother. My brother helped me. We did Adar. It's a boy's bar mitzvah on the 14th day of Adar in Yerushalayim. So when is he going to lay in the Megillah? So when is he supposed to lay in the Megillah? He's supposed to lay in the Megillah, but in Yerushalayim, let's say it falls out on Shabbos. Let's say the 15th day of Adar falls out on Shabbos, then it's a special halacha. You push back the reading of the Megillah from the 15th day to the 14th day. And this boy is bar mitzvah on the 14th day of Adar. So when is he going to lay in the Megillah with everyone else? This boy is bar mitzvah on the 15th day of Adar. So when he lays the Megillah with everyone else, he's still a katan. The question is, when it's Shabbos, should he lay in the Megillah again? Because now he's becoming bar mitzvah on Shabbos, and really the 15th day is the primary day when you are supposed to lay in the Megillah. When he read the Megillah the day before, he was only a katan. So
but
what
he
is?
Can't read it on a cloth.
On a cloth. Why not?
Carry on Shabbos.
So you won't carry. You won't carry. You'll read it privately in your house. That's all part of the pilpul. That's all part of the pilpul. So, but without going into pilpul. So here's the point I want to make over here. What is the halacha? What's the bottom line? What is the bottom line if a boy is born, the bar mitzvah is on the 15th day and he's in Yerushalayim and everyone is reading it on the 14th day, should he read it again on the 15th day? So the bottom line is a machlokes haposkim. Here Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, and Paskin, not theoretically, Paskin halacha lemaisa, he should. Okay, he should. And this is halacha lemaisa, is the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Morid Asra. And other, and a lot of other poskim also said that he should. Shocking, he should. And you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. I'm talking, he should. However, a long, long list of other poskim who do not live in Yerushalayim, who do not live, that is some of the topic of discussion. Paskim chas v'shalom. No such thing. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Halacha l'mayis in Yerushalayim they don't do. That's really what the pesach halacha. So the pilbul was, but what's the lumdis? What's the lumdis of the svara to do it and the svaras not to do it? So a woman came over to me after the pilpul was over and she said to me, I tried to listen to the pilpul. I was trying, you know, to understand. I heard the question. I was very excited. What's the bottom line? And I learned through the pilpul that there is no answer. There is no answer. And I was very disappointed. Very different. When you go and you have a pilpul, you want to know what's the halacha, which tzad is machriya. There is no hechra in this instance. So the pilpul was just what are the svaris, lazoi and the svaris, lazoi and the counter arguments. There is no hechra. So here he's going through all the pilpul, then the ganzer pilpul over here, and now there is a bottom line. The bottom line is hatofa stam bris. Yeah.
But we didn't read the Aruch Shulchan. We looked only at the Shulchan Aruch. So we look at the Rabbah, and we would see the way.
Right, goes. that's valid.
So how?
Where does halacha stop?
What level do you keep going to?
Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. So this, you're asking a really tough question. And every situation is different. You cannot generalize. There are many things that we don't pass like the Rama. We pass like the Mechaber. There are many things that the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't pass not like the Mechaber, not like the Rama. We pass like the Mishnah Berurah, which is none of the above. And sometimes you'll have a psak from Igris Moshe who tells you, don't follow the Mechaber, don't follow the Rama, don't follow the Mishnah Berurah. This is what you should do. And sometimes you'll have a Ber Halacha that will tell you a little bit different. Everyone follows the same thing. It's Chavetz Chaim. They follow this is the Ber Halacha. Sometimes every other, I'm Samech HaRach HaShulchan. Arach HaShulchan. The women have to cover their hair. Okay, that's the most famous thing. The Aruch HaShulchan is the most lean. All the poskim, many different inyanim, where women in certain situations do not cover their hair. The Samech on the Aruch HaShulchan. So you're right. There is no clarity. This
that's
is what,
why Reb Moshe in the 60s, when a lot of the women were wearing, started wearing shaitlach, but the skirts were short. and the sleeves were getting short on the dresses, he said better they wear long sleeves and a longer skirt
and cover your hair
than wearing a shaitel. I mean, he just said, not that he said you shouldn't cover your hair, but he said it's better to cover your body than your hair.
Halacha has mazel. Hakol toloi b'mazel afilu sefer Torah shebehechol. Which sefer Torah do you take out of the hechol? It's a mazel. You open up the Aron Kodesh, not every time the Gabbai is so mesuder, you take out this sefer Torah, that sefer Torah. It's a mazel. Why was this sefer Torah zoicha for it to be read? That's a marshal for halacha. In the Aron Kodesh, in the bookcase on the Aron Kodesh, there are many poskim. There's a Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a Rama, there's a Chazonish, there's a Rav HaShulchan, there's a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Which is accepted? Hakol toli b'mazel, afilu sefer Torah shebehechol. Every time in halacha, there really is no, there are general rules, but sometimes who gets the psak halacha is a mazel.
So the posek is machlokas.
What?
The posek is machlokas.
There's no answer. No, there is not a machlokes. There are different opinions and many different issues and people. Like, you know, the big question we really I've seen this many times. My father's on Levracha is where the end of life questions. When a person has a parent that's at the end of life, and the question is to pull the plug. You can't generalize because every situation is totally different. And my father never passed on these shots. My father would send them to Rav David Cohn. And Rav David Cohn, his style was then, I don't know what it is today, was basically, when it was a dilemma, he would tell them, there were two opinions.
There were whatever two you do is okay.
And you should do what you feel comfortable. You decide, whatever you do is fine. There are two mahalchim in this inyan. What you feel is good. What you feel in your, what you feel is a, what the mace would want, you know, sometimes it depends. I know that the nifter, the one that's ill, the guy says he would want this. So you do what he wants. Some people, they were very into chayei shah, they were very meant the whole world to him. Some people doesn't. Whatever you do is valid. So that's how many halachas are, halacha l'maisa. Let's go further. Habayim al-Abi Yeri Pasuk here is that a person, when it comes, he says, the ain l'shanais, period. Hatofa stam bris is a very big inyan. The Yesh Min Agodilim Shiroi Tzolayim Bechavonis Arash the Ein Hakavonis Shiyotzi they Mila B'Shemol B'Sechess El Hakavonis Sheovad Mitzvus Mila Shechotach Or Lo Koydim Azman the Ein Ma Lomol period. Davlin Muuvis Shlo Yuchal Liskay Uldvarav Loy Mahani Atofas Tabris. He wants to go over here and say that I'm telling you Halacha L'Maaseh, don't make any mistake. You should do Hatofas Tabris. I know you're going to tell me that it says in the Rosh it's mashma, that there's no purpose, you're wasting your time. It's not a matter of a chumrah, it's a matter of you're accomplishing nothing. It's a mu'uvish eini yochon liska. Utimehani, I disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan says that approach and understanding the Rosh is that you're wasting your time. Well, there are two different ways of looking at it. So you can say it's a chumrah to do atofa stambris. It's a good thing to do atofa stambris. But if you don't want to do it, okay, so he's saying, no, some say it's not a chumrah, it's a waste of time. You're accomplishing absolutely nothing. So he says, Aruch HaShulchan, I disagree.
There's a third way, you say you're covering all your bases. I mean, the Rosh is this way, this one's this way, okay,
okay, so that's what he's saying, but he's saying over here to say that you're wasting your time, even such a svara, to say that you're doing accomplishing nothing is a mistake, he says. Utvahani, mi gora mi noila kishu mol, why is that so? Let's say the baby was born mol. Do you ever go to a bris where the baby was born mol?
Yeah.
You got into such a bris? Yeah, it's a very interesting type of thing. Such a thing, a baby, there's no bracha, they don't make a bracha. There's no bracha on the bris mila.
They draw blood, right? They do priya
and they do tatovas tambris, but they do not make a bracha. And so if we go to a place where no one's paying attention, okay, but
actually,
people,
yeah,
they don't make a bracha. No.
It's not a complete.
No, so then they do make a bracha. There are some situations where there's a very, very, it's a very delicate bris milah, and typically those are not even done in the shul, they do it in the hospital, on professionals. I know of a bris milah where they brought a surgeon to the shul, Mamash brought a surgeon to the shul, and the baby cried quite a bit. It was a very, very painful bris milah. I don't know why they I'm sure they did. I'm sure they anesthesia. I don't know. None of my business. But I heard afterwards. I said, what was going on there? It was a very, you know, you see right away that something is not right. You see there are people there who don't normally belong there, and you see the baby, it's taking much too long, and you see the baby is very disturbed. So he says, this milah is very unusual. It's a very unusual situation, and they had to bring in, you know, professionals, and hasbik halacha, and everything has to be done the right way, and that's why they this bris milah took place in a different way. But they made a bracha, right? They made a bracha. But Amol, you hear, my father once told me a story. He went to bris milah, was mamish, no bracha. There was nothing to do. Mamish, nothing to do. It's a very strange thing. If a baby is born when it's mal, you still have to atofas dam bris. So what do we learn from this? The atofas dam bris moil afle misha arla shaloi chatucha. So you see that there is such a thing as doing atofas when there's no bris milah. Od raya buril zed atur lekamon sigresh tamach talit pasak the akum possibly mal. A guy may not be the moil. The mal ho akum tsar chayis shal lachzor lahatef menu dam bris ayin sham v'kol shkein binimol b'tsoiches. So certainly, if a baby had a bris before 8 days, the mahani atofas dam bris ulachenu ikal ladina lachzor lahatef menu dam bris umiu in irav davar zen nirad the b'shabes also lahatef menu dam bris the shema kaimalon the ain tsar lahatef mechal shabes shaloi b'mokem mitzvah. That at least is nogel lachalamaisa, that if in the event the baby was born mahul or the baby had a bris milah before 8 days, you do not do hatofas dam bris alone on Shabbos. That is a given. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a short break, and then we're going to do today a little 8 minute.